Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on GoToDobbs.com today.
It's time for the Rutherford Report on 101 ESPN.
Anything you folks want to know about the fascinating world of pro hockey, here we go.
We got to get into this Tom Brady thing here in a little bit on the other side. Questions and answers in 10 minutes or so. Alex, how much money do you think Tom Brady has made in his NFL career? He's the highest paid NFL player in the history of the league.
$500 million.
That seems like a pretty reasonable guess. I'm going to probably go a little bit less. I'll go
Price is writing rules. Me, you're going to say
23 NFL seasons.
I'm going to go $425 million.
$330 million. Oh. He's about to make in 10 years as a broadcaster $375 million. He will make more in 10 years broadcasting for Fox than any NFL player has in the history of the league throughout their entire career. That's unbelievable. With Alex Ferrario and Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Brandon Kiley. Let's go out to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line to be joined by a man who deserves to be paid like Tom Brady. He's Jeremy Rutherford joining us here on the show. JRO, how's it going, man?
Doing real well. That's why you guys are broadcasters. You're out for the big bucks, and us measly sports writers, we just kind of get on by here.
That's what I've always said, JR. I'm in this for the money.
Big bucks, JR, man. I'm just hoping that they have hot dogs at the press buffet for Blues playoff games.
Yeah, but Alex went out and bought the AirPods when he came across the money, huh?
Yeah, they don't work for him.
They don't work in the studio, man. There's an echo, and they sound terrible. And talk really slow. It's weird.
JR, what are you looking for today in morning skate?
We'll see what's going on with the defense. I think that's the biggest thing. I thought that was a huge win a couple days ago. It bought the Blues some time without having Nick Leddy out there. And of course, Torrey Krug, who's likely not coming back. And also Robert Bortuzzo. So if you can get a win under your belt and all of a sudden you come back to Minnesota for game five and Nick Leddy appears in the lineup, Robert Bortuzzo, things are shaping up pretty good. So that's what we'll keep our eye on.
Jared, do you think it's a possibility that Craig Berube looks at it and says, let's go seven defensemen again?
Yeah, I suppose, it has worked for the Blues this year. The record's pretty good. And I think when you look at what they did the other night, you had Scott Perunovic playing some offensive situations, played 3.5 minutes on the power play. And, obviously if Bortuzzo's back, even if Leddy's back, you won't see Steven Santini. But I thought it was a pretty good strategy to, play Santini the little limited ice time he had in those defensive situations. So, Alex, it does help them. The only thing is, I'm just a big proponent of the four lines in the playoffs. I think you need it. Sometimes that fourth line's not going to play a lot, but sometimes, like we've seen with the Blues fourth line, they can go out there and kind of calm things down a little bit five-on-five. Earlier in the series, we saw that. And so, I like the idea of having a Dakota Joshua in there as opposed to a seventh defenseman.
Do you expect to see any changes in the lines given the fact that Minnesota has the last change today?
It's a good question. I guess we'll see here in a little bit. I like the lines that the Blues brought out last game, and obviously it worked, so that's the reason you really like them. But I think the biggest thing is, in those cases, it just opens up everybody's eyes. I think you get comfortable playing with the guys you've been playing with for a few months, and it gets a little bit stagnant. All of a sudden, now you got to, pay attention a little more. Well, what's this guy going to do here? I've played with him before, but, it's been a while. And so, I think the other thing that it did, BK, is it broke up Thomas and Tarasenko. And even though that's a duo that you like to see and they've had a lot of success together, now it's a little bit tougher for Minnesota to match up. And maybe that's even more so the case here in Minnesota as opposed to back in St. Louis. So this is just a guess here. We're still half hour away from the morning skate. But, I'd anticipate that we'd see something pretty similar.
JR, Joey's made it very clear on the broadcasts in the past couple of years that he loves Ryan O'Reilly, and it's hard not to. But now when you hear the information that you put out on The Athletic, you start to love this guy even more. I mean, he has been, no question, the leader on the ice in these last couple of playoff games against Minnesota. I mean, he took a beating in game number 4 and still finds a way to put together a 3-point night. I guess I'm looking at it more so, did Craig Berube crack the solution in terms of finding a way to beat that grief line with Greenway, Eriksson-Ek, and Foligno?
Yeah, he put that O'Reilly line out there, and they did a tremendous job. I don't think they had any 5-on-5 shots for the grief line. And so I think that O'Reilly and his line, they did a great job. Obviously, no goals, and just kind of frustrated them. I mean, you look at Foligno there, nudge O'Reilly into the net. I've been watching O'Reilly for years, and you know, haven't seen a player kind of take a liberty like that with O'Reilly. But I think it was probably getting to him a little bit, and so yeah, they did a good job. Obviously, Minnesota with the last line change tonight will be able to do whatever they want to get away from O'Reilly. But O'Reilly was outstanding. A goal, 2 assists, defense against that line. He's been amazing, and as I mentioned in my story this morning, doing all of this while waiting for the birth of his 3rd child, you know, kind of having that hanging over his head in terms of, you know, am I going to miss a game? There was a chance earlier in the series when we were here in Minnesota for game 1 and 2, guys, that they had a private jet lined up to take him back to St. Louis, and he was going to miss a game if that little one came into the world. But that happened Monday morning. And so Ryan was able to spend time with the family yesterday, and then he did come up commercially to Minnesota last night, and he's joined the team, so won't miss any action.
Jeremy Rutherford is our guest for another couple of minutes here on 101 ESPN. You can find that great piece over at The Athletic. JR, I did want to ask you about Jordan Binnington, who looked really good in game number 4 here in St. Louis. What do you think is a reasonable level of confidence right now that Binnington, maybe he's not back to 2019 form, but he's back to being a pretty darn good goalie that can win you a series if needed?
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to be safe with this one because, you know, technically sound, is he back to, you know, where he was a couple years ago? Probably not. I thought he was really square to the puck, and he looked good in the net the other night. So I felt like he looked like a better Jordan Binnington. But I remember a couple months ago, you know, Jordan Binnington wasn't playing well, and I asked Craig Berube about it, and he said, you know, a lot of this is confidence. You know, if you can't stop the puck, you know, this guy loses his mojo, and, you know, it affects him. So the opposite of that is when things are going well and you got 18,000 people standing up for one of your saves and you do the first star interview with Darren Pang and people are applauding. You know, I felt like what we saw from Jordan Binnington in that postgame interview the other night was a guy who felt back, like he felt, okay, I got this thing back. And so I think he is going to take a ton of confidence into this game tonight. Now, going back to my original point, does that mean he's going to stop the puck and the Blues are going to win? I don't know. Like when you talk about magic, you know, it's fleeting a little bit, so we'll see what happens. But you know, this is the best case scenario, I think, for what we've seen from Jordan Binnington. This is the best case scenario where we stand with him going into game 5.
Final one for me, JR. Speaking of another Jordan Kyrou, for what he has done in these last couple of games, and of course, we, you know, he looks like the guy that was pre all-star break, at least in these postseason play. What do you think Craig Berube's view of Jordan Kyrou is in this series thus far? Because 2 games have felt like he was absent, and then the next 2, it looks like he's one of the best players on the ice.
Yeah, and I think unfortunately, it's probably going to be like that still a little bit with him. I don't think, you know, you have a game like we saw in game 4 and all of a sudden he becomes, you know, the storyline in the series. I think that he's probably still going to have some hiccups along the way. How about that exchange? You know, he passed up several shots in that last game right before that highlight reel goal. And we asked Craig Berube about it, and he said, yeah, when he gets to the bench, I say, what are you doing? You're not shooting the puck. And he goes, well, there was a guy in the way and there was a stick in the way, and he said, shoot the puck. So, yeah, so, you know, I think there's, you know, still some more opportunities for Jordan Kyrou. But the biggest thing is, you know, don't make a mistake. Don't cough up a puck. Don't lose coverage of a guy that results in the goal in the back of your net. So he might not score 3 or 4 like Craig Berube said he could have had the other night, but they'll take his 2 goals, and they'll take that defensive responsibility if they can get it.
He's Jeremy Rutherford. Find his work over at The Athletic. Give him a follow on Twitter as well, at JP Rutherford. JR, we appreciate the time as always, man. Enjoy this the game tonight up in Minnesota, and we'll see you back here in St. Louis soon.
Yeah, guys, Blues on the ice in 12 minutes, so you know, follow the Twitter if you're looking for updates.
Will do. That's Jeremy Rutherford joining us here on 101 ESPN.